Okay, so let's begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together and to visit with Gail's angelic team of angels and guides and teachers and deceased loved ones of the angelic realm. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us. And I ask for your guidance and your wisdom to convey to her your messages, to help her and to support her and to benefit her life. In deepest gratitude, amen. Okay. Okay, so let's just start shuffling here and see what happens. Hey, no, what? No cards have flown out yet. Oh, there's one. Okay. There's one. One. Oh, there's two. Okay. One more time. Okay, so we're gonna start with those. Okay. So the very first thing they show they're showing me is do you have a practice that you do on your own to clear debris from your chakras and to clear away, well, debris of emotions and past things from your chakras? Do you have a practice that you use to do that?
I have not been doing it lately. I have at various points in my life, but not for the last few years. I think that's one thing Rachel does in my treatments, but she had a meditation about that that I was following, but I have not been lately.
Okay. They're asking that you incorporate that into a daily practice if possible. And they're wanting you to do that because of the, well, everything that the human body is going through right now, and that, you know, as the light comes in and the changes that our bodies are experiencing, trying to align with that higher vibration, things are being revealed, you know, from the past, things that have been hidden that we've been holding on to in our subconscious that we're not even aware that we've been holding on to some kind of pain or unforgiveness or just pain from a past experience. And they're showing me that by incorporating clearing out your chakras more on a daily basis, and what Rachel does is awesome. And you know, I'm a big fan of Rachel's work, but to be doing that, you know, amping onto that, you know, making that a part of your daily routine will help to keep you in a better peaceful state. And that's the first thing. Well, that's before, when I was waiting for you, I kept hearing peace, 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 that they want you to be in a more peaceful state every moment of your day. They want it to become your lifestyle instead of being anxious about anything, that you're in a state of peace. And when things happen that are upsetting or just you're not in agreement with, you're able to then experience that at a much higher vibration. And so it's not as upsetting as it was before. But every day, you know, we're coming into contact with something, even if it's just a thought. You know, we may not even see anything on the news or hear anything from somebody or social media or whatever it is. There may not be any negativity that's coming into our lives, but we may have a thought about something from the past that's coming up. So by clearing out your chakras. And you can do that really quickly. It's not something that has to take, a long time to do, but by doing that, a few things happen. One, your body's going to feel better. And two, your brain's the chatter in your brain will be able to calm down and it won't be so pressured, making you feel anxious. And your communication with your angelic team will be clearer. It won't, it'll be easier to go, oh yeah, I know what this is. Maybe you're going out to on an errand and they suggest you go a different way, and because you went a different way, you missed an accident or maybe work on the road or whatever, so that you were able to run your errand in a much more efficient way. So it opens that way of communication. And even with visiting with Michael, you're able to do that in such a way that it's tighter. I'm feeling tighter. It's a bonding. Your bonding is, you've already got the bond, but it feels so much more real, I guess, is what they're trying to show me. Okay, so let's see what else they have here. Okay, so okay. So now they're showing me waiting to feel better. When this happens, I'll feel better. When I get things completed, I'll feel better. When this happens, I won't have to worry. They're showing me, like, the tree's still growing. They're showing me this tree. The things they come up with to explain. They're showing me this tree, and the leaves are all popping out, and it's all happening. You don't have to wait. Feeling the feelings now before anything changes, escalates. It moves the problem along to what, like, if you're talking to someone in customer service, it escalates the problem so it gets resolved much more quickly. So choosing to feel the better right now escalates the completion of what you really want to experience. And you and I have been talking about that, moving into the energy of the feeling of what we want. And I had told you the other day that it was through May 20th. It's through May 4th that the planets are all lined up to in that energy of support, that magnet electromagnetic energy that is coming from the planets to the Earth is in support of us doing that now and making that the way we live our lives. But they're showing me, it's funny that they're showing me this as a tree, but the tree's still growing, and the buds are coming out, the leaves are coming out, the branches are getting longer. It's doing all it's supposed to do. And when we want to wait until something happens before we feel better, we're stunting the growth. Does that make sense? Okay. And they're showing me. They're showing me a time. Okay, so what they're showing me is stepping back. I know we've been talking about, making time for you and being really clear, getting really clear on how you want to feel and what you want to do. But they're showing me a time of stepping back, and it's like it's a healing time. I'm wondering if I'm not seeing anything happening that causes you to want to emotionally withdraw. Is there a date coming up, an anniversary date coming up?
Well, my birthday, and I'm thinking I really want to make some changes in my anxiety level and my peace level and all that. But you're thinking something other than that?
Well, that's just it. They're not showing me anything like that. So maybe that's that. Okay, hang on one second. Ask for some
My mother's
clarity.
death was July 1st. My dad's death was June 3rd, I think. And
Okay.
Nancy's anniversary was July 3rd.
Okay. So with the last card that fell out, and I just shuffled some more, the two more came out. And okay, so this is making more sense now. Okay. So they're showing me this vision of you stepping back. I don't know if you scheduled some time to go away to your cousins or a retreat. Do you have a retreat coming up?
No.
No? Okay.
But I've been thinking I wish I could.
Okay, because they're showing me, and I because the you wherever you are, you don't have the I got to go check on the dogs feeling,
Oh,
or
okay.
what is William doing now? because you're having you're stepping back from the everyday life, and you're in a place of peace. But you're not having to talk with other people if you don't want to. So I don't know if you're st if this is like I don't know how things are at your cousins, but this place that they're showing me, and it must not be at your house because you're not having the I gotta see what the dogs are doing, and I got that feeling like you gotta go do something else. This
Right.
is a time just for you, just for you. And they're showing me journaling, but you're not journaling about anything from this moment back. You're journaling on how you want your life to be and how you want to feel. But they're showing me more of how you want to feel first. It's how do you want to feel? Who do you want to be? Like when like taking care of the dogs, that there's no anxiety. You're able to be in such a peaceful state that it doesn't matter what they're doing, that you're fine. I know, like, even like when I'm working and Magic is wanting to play or something, and he's crying and he wants me to do something that I'm not doing. If I'm really busy, I start to feel pressured because I'm trying to get work done, but he needs attention. And when I'm in a really calm, peaceful state, I don't have that. I'm able to just either stop what I'm doing or pick him up and hold him while I'm working until I get done. And then he's happy and I'm happy. So they're showing me being able to move into that state where, Florence says, nothing moves me. This doesn't move me. But to get there, they're showing me stepping back from the pressures of everyday life and writing that out, how you want to be, how you want to feel, who you want to move into. Because for so much of your life, you've been the employee. You worked with the government, and everything just had to be done. Didn't matter. You just had to get it done. Whatever it was, you got to do it. And then, being the caregiver, and it was all about somebody else, and which you were happy to do, but it takes the to a toll on not just the body, but the psyche and this and the subconscious programming of just get it done. So they're showing me stepping back and writing about how you want to feel and that freedom and
And that's kind of
grasp.
what I've been envisioning that I would like to do.
Oh, great.
My friend Paulette took a week at the coast and for her birthday, and it was her 75th, and she said it was just fabulous.
There you go. Can she give you the information on where she went? And
She's staying,
would.
yeah, I mean, there's lots of places. It's getting the dog sitter.
Okay. Well, your angels are going to help that. They're going to
Okay.
help you with that. They're going to help you with that so you can go. So talk to her, and the angels are going to help work that out as quickly as they possibly can. I know you've got a lot of things coming up. Oh, we even talked about moving your bookcases and stuff between the May 17th and then the June meeting. And I'm seeing this happening between, could be sooner, but I'm thinking between the May 17th thing with the church and some maybe sometime into the 1st of June, sometime in that time frame between the two. The two events with Reverend Carey. What they're showing me that is that by do that so many things come from this experience of being alone, but you're, I won't say alone, being without pressure, that you're able to move into real passion for your life. I know you're grateful for everything that you have, but it takes on a whole new level of experience without pressure of sustaining what you have, like keeping the people in line at the church and everything just flowing, no matter what it is, whether it's with the house or with the dogs or with the church or any friends, family, whatever it is, being able to just flow with that ease and grace. Being in that peaceful state, and then being able to sit down at your crafting, and the passion is bliss, even more so than what you feel now. And I'm seeing the dogs relaxing into a better state. They love you so much. And they want to fix everything. And it's not theirs to fix. But it doesn't stop them. They want to try. They want to try. But I'm seeing you being recognized by others for all that you give and all that you do, which is awesome, which is awesome. I don't know that it's a ceremony for you, but it's like a gathering where it is brought forward so that people know that what you've been doing, and it's just in recognition of the beautiful loving spirit that you are. Yeah. And they're showing me this moving into this time. This time away and alone that are separated from the pressure. My brain keeps wanting to say hello, but it's not. It's separated from the pressure, that you're able to reach that state of peace within the balance. Everything starts to feel balanced, that no matter what it is that comes up, that you're able to manage it. And you're able to manage it through ease and grace instead of feeling overwhelmed and pressured. And they're showing me too on this retreat. I'm just gonna call it a retreat. I see you sitting on a porch. It looks like a porch. It's like you're sitting on a porch and there's water there. Could be a balcony. But Michael sits with you. And of course, your angels are there and in writing, and you're just so supported. And the things that felt overwhelming become doable without any pressure, without any stress. It's just kind of matter of fact that, oh, okay, well, then this happened, and so then I do this next, and it's just okay. That tension, that tension from your shoulders and your body relaxes. And it feels like not only is your life more peaceful, but it feels more balanced so that you're not feeling like you have to juggle things. Let's see what else they got here. Okay. So now they're showing me. Okay. They're showing me the planning of putting this together for yourself, but grasping the feelings of the patience and the peacefulness as you're putting together the plans. Asking your angelic team to help you, guide you, support you, to show you without any doubt that this is the right path, the best path for you. I won't say right, but the best path for you, whether it's where you're going to stay or how you're going to get there or when you're going to go. Yeah, and being able to delegate to others if something comes up, and knowing that they'll just take care of it, so you don't even have to think about it anymore. So, does this sound like something that seems possible for you?
I'm going to embrace that it is.
Okay. 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 So they're bringing up the chakras again. Wow. Okay. So they're showing me. They're showing me this movement, this shift into just bliss. No pressure, no anxiety, just the feelings of bliss. You know, being able to elevate your internal vibration to that love. You know, like when you've talked so much about, you know, looking into the dog's eyes, and there's no anxiety, there's no overwhelm, there's no stress. It's just the breath and the beating of your heart and being in that moment of bliss. And this retreat, being able to support you to move into that space and be able to sustain it. It's like, okay, they're showing me like the angels being with you and you attending a relaxed class with them where they show you how to move your energy and to release that human need of all that programming from before. You know, I'm feeling a lot of meditation, you know, not writing about the past, but writing about the future and who you want to be and how you want to feel, and saying out loud to your angelic team, you know, this is what I want. Show me where what my action steps are. Support me to feel that love of the greater consciousness so that I can move into this space of being. And it's through that, you know, the meditation doesn't necessarily have to be listening to a meditation. It could just be sitting there with nature and the water and asking for the healing of the earth and the angelic team and allowing that to be and feeling that movement of energy and asking them to help you elevate your internal vibration to that love space. You know, you can take with you know, on your devices, any meditations or music that you want to listen to that helps you to feel that energy and that space of oneness. And through this time that you have there, It's like you lock that in. And through that elevation of the love energy, you're able to absorb what the angels are showing you and teaching you. And then coming home, oh, they're showing me that as, being there, thinking back to your home and infusing your entire home with all that love before you get there. And when you walk in, you can feel it. You take back with you the place where you were with all that love energy and feeling. And when you walk in your home, it feels the same as from where you were with that bliss, that oneness. Oh, wow, I love that. Ah, yeah. And they're showing me that movement of energy from you're in your retreat and you're raising your vibration and you're moving into a new state of being. And then you're infusing your home with that beautiful love and light and seeing it, the light flooding throughout your home, through all the crevices and the crannies and the cabinets and the behind the curtains and just everywhere in your home and filling it with that beautiful love space. It helps to build that foundation for you of bliss, taking it forward with your life. And when the pressures of the outside world come in, they're not pressures at all. They're just experiences that, okay, you can deal with this one thing at a time. And it flows, and it's not hard anymore. Did you have any questions for them?
Is there anything the dogs need me to know that I'm not picking up on?
The dogs just want you to be happy.
Okay. Yeah.
They want you to laugh and they want to feel that joy in your heart. They want to feel it too, are you working too hard, Gil?
Yeah,
Okay.
always.
Okay. Well, the angels are saying to rest. They want you to get more rest, more relaxation time to rejuvenate and breathe. The siesta time that you take with the dogs. When you get up from that, do you feel pressure to get on with your day?
Sometimes.
Okay, breathe into the stillness of that, of the bliss of what you've been experiencing, and take that with you when that pressure starts to feel in your body, that resistance. And that's not blowing it off, that's changing it. It's changing that energy. You want to transform that pressure. Take the deep breaths and chaos flush any of it out that you can. And the more you can take the deep breaths, the less that pressure energy can get hold of you. Okay, so William's really excited for you to get everything squared away the way you want it so he can't get into things and get in trouble.
That has been on my mind. There's just paper everywhere that he can just eat, and it's like maybe I just need to throw it in a box to get it contained. Not what I want
Well,
to do. I want to deal with it, but it would be safer.
Yeah, he wants to stop getting in trouble. It's like, dude, stop doing what you do to get in trouble. He doesn't look at it that way. He doesn't look at it that way. It's like, but she sent this, she put this here for me to look at, and when I look at it, it sticks to my nose, and then it stuck to my tongue, and then I have to eat it. Because he's innocent, you know.
Yeah.
Not
Well,
his fault.
he's also bored and not getting enough stimulation. You know, that's part of it. Because it happens more on days they don't get a walk.
Okay.
But yes, I think I will go get boxes and just put things in them to get the loose paper where he can't get it.
Yeah, and just write on the boxes what's in there so that, you know, you don't have to be really clear with what's in the box so that you don't have to look through three or four boxes for something
Oh,
that
they're
you
clear.
want.
They're
Oh,
clear.
okay. Is there anything else?
Any messages from Michael?
He wants you to do this.
Oh. He wants me to do the retreat.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants you to feel that peace and that bliss. He says you need it. You deserve it. It's and you need to do, take the steps to make it happen for yourself. Yeah. And he'll be there.
Oh.
He'll be there. Did you guys used to take little trips where you'd just be alone?
We did in Virginia.
But you didn't do it after you got to Oregon?
Well, no, mostly we went down to the coast to see my aunt, or we, and then, of course, DJ was not high maintenance like these guys. DJ was really laid back.
The
So it
dog
was
that you
not,
had.
yeah, she wasn't out, we weren't like always anxious that she was getting into trouble.
Well, the reason I ask is that he's alluding to something that you guys did before that
Okay.
was very relaxed and just being together and enjoying the time together. But even though you won't be able to like see him across the room, he will still be there. But this time is for you. And he just wants to make sure that you have it. You have this time. You've worked so hard for everybody else. And, you know, in doing that, you've given and given and given, and you need to be able to receive now. It's time to receive the love that's here for you, the your angelic team, and even though he's not here in human body, he's there in spirit, and all the people you've cared for and that you helped. And oh wow, I'm even seeing, when okay. I'm seeing people who you helped through your military experience that are no longer here, even that you touched in such a way that it was important. Your part in their life was important and made a difference. And it's like this whole team, this whole team, how like the stands are full of people who, wow.
Are they like not living anymore on the other side, or?
Yeah, they're on the other side. There's some that are, you know, I'm seeing separated people that they're showing me people that you've helped that are still living, but there are a lot of them who are gone.
Wow.
Well, I don't know if that was, okay. I'm not seeing why. Doesn't matter. But just that you're fully supported. You are fully supported to release that human need to hold on to anxiety and stress and those pressures of the human world, and to be in your bliss, that love that is your essence, making that reconnection and knowing that all is well. And just how loved and supported you are. Did you say that she went to the someplace with water? Because I keep seeing water.
He went to the coast, yeah.
To the coast. Okay. Yeah, because I'm seeing what, because I open the curtains when we turn the videos off. And I'm sitting here looking at the lake, and I'm feeling that kind of experience for you. And the water is so incredibly healing.
Minooka is on the Columbia River.
Okay.
That's where I like to take my retreats.
Okay. Well, check and see if you can get in there and what that will entail, the
Is
dates and.
it more important that it happen right away or that it happen in the perfect place? I mean, it's my birthday, so I was thinking I would like to do it in conjunction with my birthday,
Okay.
but this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm all booked up, so.
Yeah. They want you to do this, and within the next, say, 6 weeks. I'm
Okay.
seeing something this happening for you, because it's going to take a bit to plan it because of, getting
Okay.
someone to take care of the dogs and rearrange it. You may have to rearrange an appointment or two, but that's okay. You'll be able to do that. And that they're just showing me that even though you may not think it's going to be the perfect place, they will move you to the perfect place. And if you're not thinking it's the perfect place that you wanted, once you get there, you'll understand why they moved you there.
Okay.
Okay, so just trust that, pick out where you want to go, this or better. These dates or better. And it will come together. And, start gathering together whatever it is that you take on, journeys like that, whether you get the suitcase out or you get the travel toothbrush and toothpaste and whatever you take, whatever it is that you take on a little trip like that, so that you're kind of, well, Florence would say digging the ditches, getting ready. Whatever, and maybe get a blank journal, or create one for yourself, because you make those beautiful journals, so that you're not writing in anything that's old, and you're it's a like it's a new slate, clean slate, and you're not writing about things from the past, but you're writing about what you want to feel and experience in your future. And getting really clear on that. And you can start that now, because the thing is that the more clarity we get, no matter how many times we've written it down, it may start looking different as we grow into that person we want to be. And we start moving energy in our lives. So many times we decide, yes, we want something different. But we don't go past, I want something different. We want to go into what does that feel like? Who would I be? How would I dress? Who would I talk to? What vehicle would I drive? Where would I live? What would I eat? What would be gone from my house that doesn't serve me anymore? Would I have all new curtains? I mean, it's moving into a whole new life. That brings you the greatest joy. What would that experience be? I got an email from, I can't remember her name. Anyway, one of the things, she was given three examples of being wealthy, and one of them was looking in the mirror and saying, this is what a wealthy woman looks like. And you can take that to another level of this is what a happy, blissed out woman looks like. But when I first looked in the mirror, I was judgmental. And that's our typical way of doing things. When we look at something at first, we start looking at all the things that are wrong, things that we don't like. And then I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. Okay, so then and this is going to sound silly, but I don't drink the water here. So I stopped brushing my teeth with it too. So when I rinse my mouth, I use bottled water now. I started laughing because, yeah, this wealthy woman uses bottled water to brush her teeth with. And that sounds silly, but not that the water's bad, but that I deserve something better. It was moving to something better. So when looking in the mirror, from this moment forward, I'm living my happiest life. And when I'm living my happiest life, my sheets are clean. My bed's been made and I turned it down. I love fresh sheets, crawling into those fresh sheets. Maybe you got a new gown or new pajamas, or you just had a shower and everything's clean. All my divots are clean. I asked Landon the other day, I said, Landon, are your all your divots clean? Because he took a shower. He didn't know what divots were. So then he's confused. But it's moving into your new life using tools like that, looking in the mirror and going, this is what a happy person looks like. This is what a person who is in charge of creating the reality that they want to live looks like. You have two security guards who live with you full time.
Yes.
You're so special that you have security. You have home security. You can take things to a whole different level of perception that brings joy to your heart just to think about. How does that feel?
Feels pretty lovely.
Yeah. Do you feel empowered that that's something you can do?
Well, whether I feel it or not, I think I better. Even if they went to all day daycare. Although going away would be lovely, but one of my counselors said daycare for the dogs can be life-changing.
I'll agree with that. When is, let's see, I don't know what today's the 25th. Okay, so May the 4th is like a little over a week away. Is there a day that you can have the dogs go to full all day daycare and you do nothing with the church, nothing to clean up? Nothing, not even your crafting, but just sitting with you.
Well, they'll be having their dental on Wednesday, so they'll be out all day. That's usually a day I play. But that could be a start.
Okay, when they're gone? Okay, now we usually meet on Wednesday.
Right, and then we had scheduled 11:30 for
Oh, that's right. Okay. If you want to just have the day just for you to sit with your angels and write about what you want your life to be, just like at your retreat, if you want to cancel with me and do that, we can do that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
And then just add it at the end.
Okay.
We tried to reschedule, but yeah, let's just cancel.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. We'll do that. Because I feel like this is really important for you to do for yourself and to just, sit with your angels, start writing out, what you want your life to feel like, and with no pressures of the outside world. And if you're feeling pressured because you're still at home, whether the phone's ringing or, oh, I need to go in there and clean, I got dishes in the sink, I need to go take care of that. If all that kind of stuff, then go to a park. Or just turn off the ringer on the phone and go into another room. Get really comfy and write out, write with your angels, talk with them, sit in silence. And if you go to sleep, that's okay. But really move into that bliss of where you want to be. And then, like I say, when you go on your retreat, then even what you experienced on this day, you'll be able to take it deeper, but it may, some of the things that you talked about may have changed. And the thing is that you'll be moving into that space, this or better. You set the intention and you start moving that energy through that heartfelt connection right away. But you definitely need to get more rest, Gail. They're being really adamant about that, taking care of yourself with rest. And rest can be just, sitting and playing with the dogs.
I have been sleeping all the night through, which is unheard of.
That's great. Good for you. They're just saying that you've been on call for everybody else forever, and it's time for you to be on call for you and relax into being who you are and enjoying your life. And the more you do that, the more light you put out, the more healing the earth receives around you. And being able to touch other people with that beautiful love and light that you are just grows. I love that. Okay, did you have any other questions?
Oh, giving me a lot to think about.
Well, let your angels do all the heavy lifting on it. Putting out there, I want this or better. And show me the next step. And they will. And tell them that you want it to be an unmistakable sign, something that you can't overlook. It's absolutely certain. Okay, that was a sign. I'm on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how are you feeling?
Hopeful, bewildered, excited. How am I gonna how am I gonna do this? But trust the process.
When they want things to happen for us, we just have to show up because they'll fill in the details. They'll make things happen. They'll provide the money to do whatever you want to do. And you may get a really good deal on wherever it is that you go and travel and where the dogs will stay or who'll stay with the dogs. Everything will work out. And then you'll be able to sit there and move into that beautiful energy and that love that they're holding for you. And then by the time the retreat's over, it's not like, oh no, I have to go home. It'll be excitement of I'm ready to move forward with my life and
Yeah.
feeling that empowerment. Yeah. Do you think you can do at least 4 days?
Wow, I've never done that much. 2 nights is usually the max.
Is
But
that
I'll
with
see.
travel? So if
I
you
don't want to travel any farther than an hour or two.
Okay. Well, whatever travel you do, if you do the first day of, getting on the road and travel and arriving, 1, 2, 3. So if you can do 3 nights and come back on the fourth day, that would be ideal. If you feel like your humanness will start putting pressure on you that I can't believe I'm not already going home, you'll have to figure that part out. If you
That
can't
doesn't
deal,
usually happen.
it does not happen that way. Okay.
Doesn't usually happen, no.
Okay. 'Cause we don't want to make you feel any additional pressure that I got to get home. And we want it to be the right amount of time away to do what you need to do to connect with your that beautiful essence that you are and that oneness of the greater consciousness, and then be able to and have the time then once you've done that to infuse your home with all that love before you come back. And everything that you do, the home, the working with the church, being in the church, if the taxes are weighing on you, whatever is causing you to feel any kind of resistance in your body, any kind of anxiety, infusing all of that with love from that space of not being in it at the retreat. And then when you come home, being able to feel when you walk in, oh, all this love is in my house. And feeling that peace and contentment and that connection when you get back home, so that you're living in your heaven on earth at home. Oh, I love this. I want to go too.
Well,
Oh,
Manuka's only an hour away. That's the wonderful
okay.
thing about that.
Oh, great. And again, back to the chakras. They're showing me that being able to do that yourself, running through your chakras, doing the clearing, taking those deep breaths will help relieve a lot of stress and pressure off of you as well. That those feelings won't be as strong or they'll be gone. And the more you can infuse those chakras with, you're clearing out debris, but also infusing them with love, your body's going to feel better. And
You've done a chakra clearing meditation, haven't you?
yeah, I did. I can send that to you. I
I
can
think I
send that
have
to
it.
you. Oh, okay.
I'll let you know if I can't find it.
Okay. Okay. And once you get into the routine of it, I mean, you don't even have to listen to a meditation. You can just run through your chakras and feeling it, and with any music that you really love, just moving into that. And yeah. I love that idea. I think I'm going to incorporate that myself. Yeah, I think, I did a long time ago, I did a chakra clearing meditation, but I also used the guidance of Joe Dispenza doing one too. Did I send you that one?
I don't remember.
Okay, I'll see if I haven't done that in a while because it's a little longer. I've been doing the 15-minute actual meditations, and I listen to just the music because I do my own conversation with I have a chat with my team. But I think I need to incorporate that longer meditation for a bit. But I'll see if I didn't send it to you all. Yeah, look and see if you have either one of those, and I can send them
Okay.
both to you if you don't have them. Okay, well, so is there anything else that you can think of?
Well, Rachel, I did a healing last night, and she said, tons of angelic team there waiting to be asked. And one of the things in that channeling Jesus thing that I sent you, he says, you need to meditate more, and it's not a guided meditation. You need to have a clear channel with spirit.
Okay.
So that's something to keep. That's something I wanted to keep in mind. So
Yeah.
it's not just guided meditations, but you need some of the.
Let me get a piece of paper here. I don't remember if I shared. I think I did. That quiet your mind technique from Deepak Chopra with 60 around 60 minutes of music so that you can, it's not all it guides you through that elevation of your internal energy, which is what that quieting your mind is. It quiets the thoughts in your mind by addressing different areas of your brain. But when you get to the end and you take that deep breath, when you're focusing again on your heart, and if you can feel or hear the beating of your heart, then you've gone into the harmony. You've moved into that coherent state. And that's where you want to be. If you can hear and feel, all the better. But if you can only do one, that's fine too. But you've made it to that elevated state. Your body is relaxed enough and you're awake. That you're feeling the beating of your heart. And then as you move forward in just listening to the music and doing your connection, talking to your angelic team or Jesus or whoever it is, or God, whoever you want to talk to, that connection is clearer. So I can send that to you. And of course, you can listen to any music you want, but this has got some music with it so that you don't have to stop and listen to something else. And then I'll write down the chakra ones here too. Anyway, that's just one thing that you can do that helps to guide you into that connection. But then, the more you do it and the more your body's acclimated to it, then you don't have to have all the other stuff. You can
Right.
just sit in there and make the connection. But it just takes a little practice. Just take some practice. I started listening to the link you sent. But I've got to finish the workshop for tomorrow. And of course, I decided I needed a new meditation for it. So I have to record that and edit it and all that. And I went out and got a pizza for lunch. And of course, somebody was burning leaves. So
Oh no.
I've got a burning in my throat and in my chest. So I'm hoping that that's going to go away in a little bit so I can get a better recording for the meditation. But anyway, if not, I'll be doing it in the morning.
Well, I bought the channeled book on the Kindle, so I will be reading that.
Oh, okay.
And I bought the other book he channeled with a different person. That's an autobiography, and it is absolutely fascinating. I'm about halfway through it.
Oh, wow. What does about his life? What does that say?
He did He did travel to the East for 3 years. He was married to Mary Magdalene. I haven't gotten to the point, but he said in the channeling that they had 2 children. I haven't gotten that far yet. And he talked about at this point in his life, he had not reached enlightenment. So, but it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm sure it is. What's the name of that? And does it come in book form? You said it's in a book form too, or it's audio?
It's Kindle. I it's
Okay.
probably audio, but I bought the Kindle. If there's a way to share it, I'd be happy to do that. I thought there was a way to share Kindle books.
Oh, I don't know. Is it in Kindle Unlimited, or did you have to
I
pay
bet it
for it?
is. I bet it
Okay.
is.
Do you know what? Can you just email me or text me, message me the name of it, and I'll take a look. Okay, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, that sounds exciting to read.
Yeah, it is. And definitely that, politics change things deliberately.
Yeah.
The early church control thing, the patriarchy.
Yeah. Okay. So, was there anything else that you wanted to ask, or did we cover all your questions?
Nothing else from Michael, huh? This really wasn't a Channel Michael one. This was more the angels, I guess.
I just see him smiling. I just see him smiling and just feeling the love. He'll definitely be there when you go on your retreat. And we're going to ask him now to show you that he's there and make it unmistakable that you absolutely know that he's there. I think he's really looking forward to this.
Call from Smith Follett.
Uh-oh. Do you need to take that?
I can call her
Call
back.
from Smith Follett.
Okay. Okay. Well, if that was
Call
everything,
from
and
Smith Follett.
I like I say, for as far as Michael's concerned, I just feel the intense love that is just cherished, just absolutely, he just absolutely cherishes you. And it, well, because he was looking for you for a long time. He's looking
Yes.
for you for a long time. Yeah, and he'll be there. And he's with you every day. He's it's not like he really, he didn't really go anywhere.
I talk to him every day.
Yeah. Okay, sweetie. Well, why don't we go ahead and complete, and then I will send you the link to this. Actually, you know what? I've got a whole bunch of your of our calls. I'll put it on that same page. But I'll do this first, and so you can have it. And let you know that it's available, and then I'll get the others done too. But if the others I probably won't get done till tomorrow after the workshop, because
Oh, no worries. And then Sunday, you said there's a new moon call.
there is a new moon call. So I'm planning on working on that meditation tomorrow afternoon after
After the
our
angel calls
workshop.
class.
So yeah, and there'll be email goes out. I've just been trusting that people have to mark their calendars. I keep and every email it says mark your calendar. These are the dates. And hopefully they will do that and show up. So, okay. Well, have a lovely rest of your day.
You.
And again, I apologize for being tardy.
Oh, it worked out great because, like I said, we were running a few minutes late too.
Okay, good. Okay, honey. Well,
Thanks
I
so
guess I will
much.
see you tomorrow.
Okay,
You're
take
welcome,
care.
hon. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.